This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal prosecutors have received marching orders on investigating evidence of voting irregularities. We had more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In an unprecedented move, federal prosecutors have been authorized by Attorney General William Barr to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities, if they exist, before the 2020 presidential election is certified on December 14th. In a memo to U.S. attorneys obtained by the Associated Press, Barr writes that investigations may be conducted if there are clear and apparently credible allegations of irregularities. He adds in the memo, it is equally imperative that department personnel exercise appropriate caution and maintain the department's absolute commitment to fairness, neutrality, and nonpartisanship. President Donald Trump has not conceded the election to former Vice President Joe Biden. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A turbulent campaign season is now followed by a turbulent post-election period, with GOP lawsuits filed to challenge the results. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Not only is President Trump not conceding to Joe Biden, his administration's blocking agency officials from cooperating with the Biden team. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
This election is not over. Far from it.
Campaign lawyers have filed suit to block the vote from being certified in Pennsylvania on the grounds that Democrats are treated more favorably than Republican voters.
We want an honest, accurate, lawful count.
The president has tweeted out complaints about mail-in voting in Georgia, Nevada, and Wisconsin, prompting Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn to say,
tell him it is time to stop the campaigning. The campaign is over.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As he refuses to accept election defeat, U.S. President Donald Trump has fired the Pentagon's chief. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's a move both widely expected and unprecedented. Mark Esper had been on the outs with the president since the summer, amid sharp differences over using the military to quell protests. But losing presidents have until now kept their defense secretaries in place until the inauguration to preserve stability. The president announced Esper's firing on Twitter, saying National Counterterror Chief Chris Miller will serve as acting secretary. Removing Esper now could unsettle allies and inject more uncertainty to a rocky transition period to Joe Biden. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Armenia and Azerbaijan announced an agreement early Tuesday to halt fighting over the Nagorno-Karabakh region of Azerbaijan under a pact signed with Russia that calls for deployment of nearly 2,000 Russian peacekeepers and territorial concessions. Nagorno-Karabakh has been under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since the 1994 truce ended a separatist war in which an estimated 30,000 people died. Sporadic clashes occurred since then, and full-scale fighting began on September 27th. Several ceasefires have been called but were almost immediately violated. However, the agreement announced early Tuesday appeared more likely to take hold because Azerbaijan has made significant advances, including taking control of the strategically key city of Shushi on Sunday. Scientists on Monday said initial trial results from Pfizer Inc. and BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine far outpaced their expectations for protection against a completely new disease, but they had many questions. The drug makers said their vaccine was more than 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 based on data from the first 94 people in the trial to become infected with the coronavirus. The efficacy rate means that the overwhelming majority of infections occurred among people who received a placebo rather than the vaccine itself. The 44,000 volunteer study was initially designed for first interim analysis of whether the vaccine was working after 32 participants developed COVID-19, and the U.S. Pfizer intends to seek a broad approval for individuals aged 16 to 85. But the FDA and an advisory group said to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would make decisions about who should be first in line to get the initial doses. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.